Have you ever been completely captivated by someone who seemed to understand you perfectly? Imagine sitting across from an extraordinarily attractive person who declares you're the most fascinating individual they've ever met. They focus entirely on you, asking thoughtful questions and showing genuine interest in your responses. You feel truly seen and understood in a way that's almost magical, like finding your soulmate. Would you immediately suspect ulterior motives, or would you bask in this rare connection? This scenario, described by Thomas Erickson in his international bestseller Surrounded by Psychopaths, illustrates how easily we can fall prey to manipulative individuals. The book has resonated with millions worldwide, selling over 2.5 million copies and being translated into 42 languages since its publication. Celebrities like Emma Watson and Bill Gates have praised Erickson's work for its practical insights into human behavior. As a follow-up to his groundbreaking Surrounded by Idiots, which introduced the DISC personality system, this book reveals how psychopaths weaponize this knowledge to exploit others' vulnerabilities with devastating efficiency. The term psychopath gained widespread use in the 1960s, though Hervey Cleckley's seminal work, The Mask of Sanity, was published back in 1941. Despite attempts to soften the terminology with euphemisms, Erickson maintains that using the proper term is essential to identify this dangerous personality type. Psychopaths operate behind a mask of normality while causing immense suffering through manipulation, fraud, and emotional abuse. They aren't all violent criminals locked away in prison. In fact, the intelligent ones walk freely among us, stopping at nothing to get what they want. According to recent research, psychopaths comprise between 2-4% of the general population, a significant number compared to the 0.5% who display purely dominant red behavior in Erickson's color system. What makes psychopaths particularly dangerous is their complete lack of empathy combined with their understanding of how others feel. Unlike someone with a mental illness who suffers from their condition, psychopaths feel perfectly fine and consider themselves mentally stable. They're fully aware of their actions and view themselves as simply higher on the food chain than everyone else. Robert Hare's psychopathy checklist identifies 20 traits that define this personality disorder, including glib charm, grandiose self-estimation, pathological lying, cunning manipulation, shallow emotions, impulsivity, poor behavioral control, and a parasitic lifestyle. When scored from 0 to 2 points based on whether these traits occur never, sometimes, or consistently, notorious psychopaths like Charles Manson typically score 35 to 40 points out of a possible 40. Hare warns that anyone scoring 15 to 20 points warrants caution, while those scoring 30 or more represent a serious threat. The prevalence of psychopathy varies geographically, with the United States showing higher rates than Great Britain, possibly because American society more strongly rewards self-centered behavior. Even if the conservative 2% estimate, that means approximately 7 million psychopaths in the USA alone. There are 3 preventative steps you can take to protect yourself from predatory people. Increase your self-awareness, learn to recognize psychopathic behavior, and decide how much you value your own worth and self-respect. Self-awareness begins with understanding your own blind spots. The Johari Window psychological model helps illustrate this through 4 quadrants: the public self, what you and others know about you; the overlooked self, what others know but you don't; the secret self, what you know but others don't; and the unknown self, what neither you nor others know. Each personality type has specific blind spots. Reds think they're clever and driven, but others see them as tense and impolite. Yellows highlight their creativity, while colleagues clean up their unfinished projects. Greens prioritize others' comfort, but back down from conflicts. Blues see their perfectionism as quality work, while others view it as pedantry. Recognizing these vulnerabilities is crucial because psychopaths have a keen sense for exploiting weaknesses. Unlike mental illness, psychopathy is classified as a personality disorder with genetic origins, possibly influenced by childhood conditions or brain damage. The critical difference is that mentally ill people suffer from their condition, while psychopaths feel perfectly fine and consider themselves mentally stable. Self-respect forms your fundamental defense against psychopaths. Those with low self-esteem become easy targets, as psychopaths, like wolves, attack the weakest members of the flock, people dissatisfied with themselves who crave validation. Accepting yourself while working on shortcomings, loving yourself independently of others' approval, and avoiding isolation are essential protective measures. The most dangerous manipulators are those closest to us who understand our emotions. Family members, spouses, romantic partners, workplace colleagues, friends, and even professional contacts like doctors or lawyers. While this encompasses nearly everyone we know, the critical factor is whether relationships strengthen or harm us. Healthy relationships provide joy, love, and support. Manipulative ones steal peace, money, and hope. A psychopathic partner presents perhaps the greatest danger. Despite romantic vows and performances of love, they merely mimic emotions they've observed without feeling them. Their relationship goal isn't love, but ownership of you and your assets. Initially, they'll charm everyone, appearing as the perfect partner to establish credibility. Eventually, they'll reveal their true nature, systematically draining you financially and emotionally until you're depleted, then moving to their next victim. The psychopathic coworker strategically positions themselves where colleagues gather to charm and manipulate. They create a facade of being everyone's perfect friend while rarely revealing their true self. Colleagues become almost drugged by their charisma, failing to notice the psychopath produces little actual work. They excel at claiming credit for other successes and will sacrifice your reputation or career without hesitation if it benefits them. Research by psychologist Kevin Dutton shows psychopaths gravitate toward professions offering power, money, excitement, and control over others. CEOs, lawyers, media professionals, salespeople, surgeons, journalists, police officers, religious leaders, chefs, and civil servants. His studies of American presidents reveals John F. Kennedy and Bill Clinton top the list for psychopathic traits, while presidents lacking these traits included Jimmy Carter, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and Harry Truman. The DIS system categorizes behaviors into four color-coded types: red, dominant; yellow, influential; green, stable; and blue, compliant. Understanding these patterns helps increase your self-awareness and recognize potential vulnerabilities. Red personalities are extroverted, task-oriented individuals who operate at a fast pace, focused on results and problem-solving. They reveal themselves through direct eye contact, firm handshakes, and straight posture. They speak quickly and intensely, readily raising their voices when they feel it necessary. They're persistent in arguments even when wrong, hating to lose. Their greatest strength is not letting others' feelings steer their decisions. They distinguish between situations and people. Yellow personalities are instantly recognizable by their perpetual smiles and open, chatty demeanor. They speak quickly and freely about everything, often dominating conversations with sentences that begin with "I." Deeply social creatures, yellows wither in isolation but thrive around people. They excel at creativity and business development but struggle with organization and follow-through. Their workspaces overflow with personal items, making clean desk policies particularly challenging for them. Green personalities are the unobtrusive, compliant team players who prefer to stay out of the spotlight. They readily hand over responsibility and rarely challenge others openly. They resist change, valuing stability and predictability. Extremely caring and loyal, especially to their immediate circle, greens make excellent team members who remember personal details and ensure everyone's voice is heard. They work best in groups despite being introverted, finding comfort in quiet togetherness. Blue personalities approach interactions with controlled neutrality. No unnecessary smiles or gestures, just balanced, well-formulated speech delivered in even tones. They prioritize content over presentation, believing facts speak for themselves. Their apparent lack of emotional expression doesn't indicate disinterest, but rather their analytical nature. Blues excel at focused, detail-oriented work, preferring to quietly accomplish tasks rather than engage in office socializing. About 80% of people have two dominant colors, 5% have one dominant color, and the rest show three dominant colors. Green behavior, alone or combined with another color, is most common, while red is least common. The model doesn't account for gender differences or work effectively for analyzing people with conditions like ADHD, Asperger's, or borderline personality disorder, or psychopaths. Manipulation exists on a spectrum. Not all influence is negative. Daily life involves constant social influence, from negotiating with family members to parents guiding children. Positive influence includes doctors encouraging healthier diets or teachers motivating students, all based on respect and good intentions. Even friendly advice about career choices or gentle nudges toward better habits can be forms of constructive influence that benefit both parties. Technically, manipulation means consciously attempting to change things out of self-interest, often using deceptive methods to alter someone's opinion without them realizing the true purpose. We've all experienced exploitation and used subtle manipulation ourselves, from a child's strategic timing of requests to a colleague's carefully worded email to gain support for their project. However, most everyday social influence remains relatively harmless, unlike the psychological manipulation employed by psychopaths who systematically exploit others' vulnerabilities. Psychological manipulation becomes problematic when it changes others' behavior through hidden or deceptive methods, favoring the manipulator at the manipulated's expense. This represents an abuse of power executed so elegantly we often don't notice it's happening. Classic examples include gaslighting, where reality is subtly distorted, or love bombing, where excessive affection is used to create emotional dependency. These tactics create confusion, self-doubt, and eventual compliance in victims. Our driving forces, love, sex, power, money, determine what motivate us. In workplaces, six primary driving forces exist: theoretical, knowledge-seeking, driven by learning and understanding; practical economic, money-focused, prioritizing financial security and material success; aesthetic, harmony-valuing, seeking balance and beauty; social, people-oriented, motivated by helping others; individualistic, power-driven, seeking control and leadership; and traditional, structure-preferring, valuing order and established systems. Most people have two dominant driving forces guiding their behavior. For instance, someone might be primarily social theoretical, combining a desire to help others with intellectual curiosity. Understanding these motivations is crucial because manipulators exploit them to further their own agendas, typically for money or power. They identify whether someone is driven by recognition, security, or belonging, then craft their approach accordingly. A skilled manipulator might appeal to a traditional person's need for structure while exploiting a social person's desire to help others. This targeted approach makes their manipulation more effective and harder to resist, as it resonates with the victim's core values and desires. Different personality types use distinct approaches to persuade others, and understanding your own vulnerabilities is crucial to avoid being manipulated. Red personalities influence through direct, straightforward communication. They plainly state why their ideas are superior and expect immediate agreement. They rarely bother with subtle manipulation, preferring to explain benefits directly. When facing an aggressive red seller whose pitch doesn't convince you, respond with equal directness. Say no clearly and firmly, possibly raising your voice if needed. Yellow behavior is often the most manipulative because yellows are gifted communicators who make people like them through their happy demeanor and clever flattery. They excel at creating positive atmospheres and making everything sound wonderful. Yellow sellers use the similarity effect, finding common interests to build rapport and vivid imagery to help you envision yourself enjoying their product. To defend against yellow sellers, request specific details and hard facts that they typically avoid. Green people use subtle manipulation by appealing to your emotions rather than direct confrontation. Instead of stating what they want, they hint and plant seeds of ideas, often using passive-aggressive behavior to make you feel guilty. Like a child who looks miserable when denied something, greens position themselves as victims to elicit sympathy and compliance. When facing a green salesperson, the solution is straightforward. Simply say, "No thank you," and walk away. Blue sellers may not impress with charisma, but they excel through structure and facts. Some of the most successful salespeople have significant blue tendencies, making them methodical overachievers. Rather than rushing to show products, they methodically question customers about requirements, preferences, and budget. Their approach isn't immediately inspiring, but provides comprehensive answers to all questions. Dealing with blue sellers is straightforward. They're rational problem solvers without the red's challenging manner, the yellow's word barrage, or the green's conscience appeals. Red behavior is often mistaken for psychopathy because both can appear aggressive and dominant. However, key differences exist. Red bosses work extremely hard and are consistently tough but transparent, while psychopaths charm people to exploit weaknesses, avoid work, and take credit for others' efforts. Red bosses criticize to achieve goals, while psychopaths criticize to cause pain. Yellow behavior shares concerning similarities with psychopathic traits. Both display charm, eloquence, self-importance, manipulation tendencies, and blame shifting. However, when yellow people exaggerate stories or embellish facts, they typically do so to entertain and be liked, viewing others as their audience. Psychopaths lie because they enjoy lying and testing boundaries, showing no remorse when confronted. Green behavior can sometimes resemble psychopathic traits, though this seems counterintuitive given green's typically humble nature. Greens manipulate through inaction and passive-aggressive behavior. The key difference between green behavior and psychopathy lies in awareness. While the green person may know their inaction will cause problems, their defense mechanisms allow them to ignore the consequences, unlike psychopaths who are fully conscious of their manipulations. Blues are rarely perceived as psychopaths despite their sometimes cold demeanor. While extremely blue individuals can appear psychopathic when they show minimal interest in relationships and emotional detachment, blues differ from psychopaths in several key ways. Psychopaths lie constantly without clear motivation, while blues prefer honest answers regardless of how unpleasant the truth may be. Psychopaths charm others to avoid work, whereas blues make little effort to be charming and are themselves difficult to charm with flattery. When targeting a red personality, psychopaths uniquely maintain their composure during confrontations, seeing opportunities where others see danger. They exploit red's arrogance, aggressiveness, poor listening skills, and egoism. Like a schoolyard manipulator who gets the bully to fight his battles, psychopaths can harness red's vindictiveness against competitors while staying clear of the crossfire. The yellow personality's greatest vulnerability is their social nature. They need people to talk to and gain energy from interactions. A psychopath exploits this by systematically isolating yellows from their social network, positioning themselves as the victim's only remaining confidant. The manipulation works by turning the yellows' weaknesses against them, targeting their sensitivity to criticism and aversion to conflict. Green personalities fear conflict and change, making them perfect targets for psychopaths. Unlike with yellow personalities where the attack focuses on suppressing their ego, with greens, the psychopath exploits their tendency to self-deprecate and their desire to help others. Psychopaths systematically exploit their green partners financially, starting small and gradually taking more until they have complete control over their victim's finances. Blue personalities are the most difficult to manipulate because they track details, remember facts, and verify information. However, psychopaths can destroy a blue person's credibility through patience and subtlety. By making blues believe they're making errors when they aren't, psychopaths erode their self-confidence from the inside out. The psychopath knows that while social ostracism won't bother a blue, questioning their confidence will devastate them. Manipulators use consistent techniques worldwide, almost as if following a universal playbook. These methods, while individually subtle, become devastating when combined. 1. Arbitrary positive reinforcement. This technique involves giving strong praise and affirmation, then arbitrarily withholding it, creating dependency on unreliable validation. Like drug dealers controlling addicts, manipulators use this emotional roller coaster to make victims increasingly compliant. 2. Love bombing. A devastating manipulation tactic where psychopaths shower victims with excessive adoration, declarations of love, gifts, and attention. After establishing dependency through months of intense affection, the psychopath suddenly withdraws this love, beginning a calculated process of emotional destabilization. 3. Negative reinforcement. This technique involves stopping unpleasant behavior when you comply with their wishes, effectively training you to do what they want to avoid discomfort. In relationships, negative reinforcement might involve a partner sulking until you cancel plans with friends or withholding affection when you refuse certain activities. 5. Unfathomable smokescreens. Skilled manipulators will say anything to throw you off balance, shifting focus from their wrongdoing by claiming you're the problem. They press emotional buttons to make you doubt yourself, even when confronted with clear evidence of their misdeeds. 6. Having your feelings turned against you. This tactic diverts attention from real issues by exploiting your emotional vulnerabilities. The manipulator targets sensitive aspects of your personality, forcing difficult emotions into the open to make you lose focus. 7. The triangle drama. This technique introduces a third party to create insecurity and confusion. After establishing a pattern of positive reinforcement, followed by sudden withdrawal and criticism, the manipulator begins praising someone else with qualities opposite to yours. This triggers jealousy and desperation to please. 8. Gaslighting. An advanced manipulation tactic that distorts a victim's sense of reality, making them question their own sanity. This technique works by creating persistent inconsistencies in what's said or done, then denying these inconsistencies when confronted. 9. The silent treatment. While silence might seem benign to green or blue personalities, being deliberately ignored as punishment is a form of passive-aggressive behavior that can be psychologically devastating. The manipulator withdraws all communication until you surrender to their demands. Not all manipulative people are psychopaths. Some simply have psychopathic traits or lack awareness of their conduct. When facing manipulation, you have two choices: offer resistance or leave. 1. Break the pattern. The key to countering manipulation is breaking your habitual response patterns. Instead of reacting immediately and directly, exactly as the manipulator expects, create space between the event and your reaction. Use simple techniques like ending phone calls, delaying text responses, or finding excuses to step away during face-to-face conversations. 2. Become a broken record. This technique involves repeatedly stating the same message without explanation or apology. I'll get back to you when I have finished thinking things over. Don't get drawn into discussing why you're not answering or when you'll respond. This would surrender control back to the manipulator. 3. Deprogramming fear, worry, and guilt. Fear, worry, and guilt are the primary tools manipulators use to control us. Each personality type has specific fears. Reds fear losing control. Yellows fear rejection and isolation. Greens fear conflict and rapid change, and blues fear looking foolish. The key insight: feelings are always real, but you don't have to let them govern your life. 4. Put the manipulation into words. To break the unspoken contract with your manipulator, you must clearly articulate what's happening. Confront the manipulator privately and calmly using this 4-step framework. 1. When you describe their behavior. 2. I feel, describe your negative feelings. 3, if you stopped, objectionable behavior, and instead, describe preferred behavior. 4, then I would feel, desired feelings. 5, destroy the manipulation once and for all. When manipulators resort to their usual tactics, silent treatment, shouting, cursing, slamming doors, angry looks, tears, sulking, or threats, calmly state, I understand you want me to, action, but your tactic won't work. Simply acknowledge what they're doing while making it clear their manipulation has lost its power. 6. Explain your conditions for your continued relationship. Establish clear boundaries by explaining that you're prepared to end the relationship if respect isn't shown. Create a rule book for your relationship by explaining how you want to be treated, with respect, honesty, and consideration. Psychopaths are born at an alarming rate, 1 every 47 seconds, according to researcher Kent A. Keel. Many people delude themselves thinking they can cure a psychopath, but experts unanimously advise distancing yourself from them. Don't attempt to reason with them, negotiate, or maintain healthy contact. Any interaction will be on their terms. Understand, this isn't a typical psychiatric case. Psychopathy is a personality disorder caused by brain abnormalities that will never change. The only solution is to get up and go. Don't fight or retaliate against psychopaths. They're prepared for this and will counterattack fiercely. You can't win this game because you have feelings, empathy, and remorse, qualities the psychopath lacks. Whether it's a romantic partner or workplace psychopath, the advice remains the same. Create distance and leave the situation entirely. Many victims of psychopaths suffer from PTSD. Don't hesitate to seek professional help like cognitive behavioral therapy if this happens to you. Should you worry about meeting psychopaths? Of course not, but knowledge is power. Just as you stay vigilant while driving without assuming everyone wants to crash into you, maintain awareness in relationships. Always evaluate people by their current behavior, not past actions. The person you're dealing with now is who they truly are, not who they pretended to be earlier. Mental abuse is as damaging as physical abuse. Regardless of children, finances, or others' opinions, staying with an abuser isn't an option. The final question is, how much do you value yourself? Only you can answer that.